The psalmist writes, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart, upon an instrument of strings and upon the harp, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. How excellent is thy name. We want to thank each and every one of you for coming here this evening, and thank Pastor Stan for inviting us. This is just a beautiful church, and we feel very privileged to be able to be here and share this program with you here this evening. And I'd like to introduce my dad, Kevin, who will be sharing some readings, some scripture as we go along here this evening. Dad?
Thank you, Timothy, and we are delighted to be here. I don't know exactly where we are, but we are delighted to be here. Our family, we are from Ohio, from central Ohio. If you're familiar with Ohio, Columbus is our capital. It's right in the middle. We're about 45 miles northeast of Columbus, so we are now, I believe, somewhere around 1,100 miles from home, and but we have been looking forward to this evening with you. We had a great day, actually, last evening with Pastor Stan and his wife had dinner, and then today has been wonderful. We so enjoyed the worship service this morning, and I'm just amazed. I don't know where all the, we didn't see this many, we stayed all night in Bangor, and we came over. I don't think there's this many people between here and there, so I don't know where you all come from, but anyway, it's exciting to be here, and it's exciting to see what God is doing in this place. And it really is a challenge, I think, to us, because where we live, there are a lot of people, and I'm not sure we're reaching them the way you are reaching your community here. So it's a challenge to us to do that. Let me quickly introduce the rest of our family to you. On the far side is my wife, Cynthia. She will play the violin and sing along with Timothy. She actually played the violin in high school, was played it in college, was in our county symphony and so forth, and then we got married, and the violin sort of took a back seat. It went under the bed, and we didn't hear the violin for quite a while. And Timothy actually started playing the piano when he was 3 years old. So he's been doing it for a while. He's 18 now. But anyway, as he began to travel around and play, I told Cynthia, you need to get that violin out. I love to hear the violin and the piano together. Get that out and warm that thing up, and let's do some things together with Timothy. And she did, and I'm so excited that she is able to be a part of what we're doing. And then our daughter, Amanda, about 5 years ago, picked up the violin. She is now 12 years old, soon to be 13, right? Yeah, soon to be a teenager. And so she is following in her mother's footsteps, playing the violin and singing as well. And we're delighted to be able to do this together as a family. We have a younger son, Christopher. It's in the back there. Hi, Christopher. He's holding down the fort back there. He takes care of these pictures for us and helps Dad carry all of this gear that a pianist requires. We have to carry this in and out all the time. I told Timothy we're going to wear it out just carrying it in and out if he doesn't wear it out playing it. So, but I'm so thankful for Christopher and what his part is in our ministry. Also, my sister Linda travels with us. Timothy's aunt, she does our sound, and then we are privileged a lot of the time to have my mother, Timothy's grandmother, there she is right there, with us. She is actually the one that's responsible for kind of getting Timothy started. You know, it takes somebody to see the gift, and she was the one that recognized early on that Timothy had a gift. She is a piano player, a piano teacher, an organist, was church choir director for a while. And so we are so thankful that early on she recognized the gift that Timothy had and nurtured that gift. And she comes along to make sure he's still doing it right, okay? So it's a good thing that Nana is here tonight. And then if you would allow us, we have one item of business that I would really like to take care of before we get started here, if I have your permission, Pastor Stan. We've been in Maine for about a week. We were in Booth Bay Harbor region last weekend and have some wonderful friends. We've been there, I think, 4 years now. And we were talking, in fact, the message last Sunday morning was about the family of God. And it seems like all week we have been hearing things about the family of God. And we are so thankful, aren't you, that we are part of the family of God. It is a wonderful thing. And we travel, we go into a new place, and immediately there is a bond there that you can sense that I don't think is anywhere else. This world has nothing that compares with that bond with the family of God, and that is God's design, I believe, for us to reach the world, for the world to see us functioning together as a family. But we have something that has transpired tonight that has never, ever happened before, I don't think, and Timothy's been playing the piano out since he was 10 years old. We have a couple here that literally traveled clear across the country from California to Maine, over 3,000 miles to be here tonight. And I think we need to recognize that couple, don't you? That's never happened. Right down here in the front with my mother, Serino and Cindy, would you stand up? Timothy has something for you. If you come up, we'd just like to say thank you and everybody else. Give these people a big hand. They traveled the entire week to be here.
Well, we have this little plaque that we want to give you, and it says, without music, life would be flat.
B-flat. You get that? B-flat.
And on the back it says, and without the love of friends who go the extra mile, over 3,000, only because your heart's full of love for your Lord and others would you make such a journey from coast to coast. We love you and thank you, Serino and Cindy.
All right, give them a big hand, will you? Isn't it a wonderful thing to be part of the family of God, Serino? God bless you, too. We talked to these people a week ago tonight, right about this time, and they were in California. And so it is a huge blessing to have them with us here tonight. And you know, what we want to do tonight is worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that brings us together in this place. And we really hope that as you listen to the music, what Timothy has put together tonight and what our family does, that you will have a fresh and a profound sense of the majesty and the glory of our great God. Timothy?
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Join us as we journey from Genesis and creation to our Savior's birth, life, crucifixion, and resurrection, to our new life in Him, and then culminating with His second coming. We want this to be a time filled with joy, encouragement, and hope.
And God stepped out in space, and He looked around, and He said, let us create a new world. As far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights. Then God spoke, and the light appeared, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, it is good.
Full of grace.
And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more, forever. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did, and they believed in the Lord.
Thank you.
God said, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where love abides. Temple, Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are I can feel. his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. For surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. We are standing in his presence on
Aren't you thankful for his presence here tonight? He is here. He is here. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, and one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
Thank you.
the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Lowly manger.
Amen. I think that's what the pastor was speaking about this morning, right? We want to proclaim that power. Amen. Amen. Wow. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of disease among the people.
Once sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the lights he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears he wipes away. He takes the gloom and fills the night with glory. Conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears he wipes away. He takes the gloom and fills the night with glory. Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, our tears he wipes away. He takes the gloom.
Jesus comes to stay. What a powerful statement. For thousands of years, men have staked their very lives on this belief that Jesus Christ is real. And when he comes, all is changed. Why? Because it is this belief that gives life its meaning. Today it's the same. Jesus Christ does make a difference. He is the source of a meaningful and purposeful life. Where there is dissonance, he makes music. Where there is confusion, he gives a song.
Yes, God gave the song. It's always been with us. The song came into our world through a manger in Bethlehem. It was a simple little song. A simple, lovely song for every man to sing. Right from the first, some tried to ignore it. They said, "There's no song. It simply doesn't exist." Others just tried to change the tune. They made laws to stop it. Armies marched against it. They killed some who sang the song. They screamed at it in fury. They tried to drown it out. Finally, they nailed that song to a tree. And they said to themselves, "There, that should take care of that." But it didn't.
Praise the Lord.
What's that I hear? I still hear that music. Day after day, that song goes on. Always hear it. God.
source of music. You'll always hear it. God gave the song. For since I found and I know the source of music, I just can't help it. God gave the song. Ooh. He gave the song.
In the garden of Gethsemane, he shed great drops of agony. He prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this bitter cup pass from me. But it was God's will for him to go and die on Calvary. The pain that he bore, the blood that he shed was for me. That day at Calvary, he changed my history. He gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws at me. While on this journey, my life was still held in sin's bondage, I had a great fear of things that I couldn't understand. But when I came to know the fabulous love of my Jesus, he banished my fears and firmly took hold of my hand. That day at Calvary, he changed my history. He gave me a new outlook on life. Now I can conquer the sin and the strife the devil throws at me. While on this journey, oh, what a change. Journey. Oh, what a change happened that day at Calvary. Oh, what a change happened that day at Calvary.
I believe in the cross, that Jesus, God's sacrificial lamb, shedding his blood, was crucified as an atonement for the sins of the world. And whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I also believe in the resurrection, that on the third day he rose from the tomb, conquering death, hell, and the grave. And that today he sits at the right hand of the Father. And because he lives, we also can live. The crucifixion, far from being the end, is rather just the beginning. He rose. He's alive. And that life can be ours.
I was taking a trip on a plane the other day, just wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about, I settled back in my seat, a bestseller, I said, a history and mystery in one. Then I opened the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. For the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. Though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. Then he walked on the road, died on a cross, and that was the end of the beginning. That's not a new book, that's the Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstition and made-up tales just to help the weak to survive. I said, I'll read it again, my friend, listen closely, this is gonna change your life. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. For the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. Though we never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down a road, died on a cross, that was the end of the beginning. The end of the beginning, he said with a smile. What more could there be? He's dead. They hung him and put nails in his hands, a crown of thorns on his head. I said, I'll read it again. No, but this time there's more, and I believe this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life, completed in you. You know, he did all this for you. A virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. Though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. Then he walked and he died. 3 days later, 3 days later, he rose. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and is the great I Am. Oh,
Amen. Wow. Amen. 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 How can we ever say thanks?
This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus until that day when we see Christ. Until then.
The day seems long, our
despair, but Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever.
Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. So do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for us to wake up from our slumber, because salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here.
Of war keep raging through the land, far and near. The cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tear. Nations gather round the table, for peace they've tried for years. Yet war still rages higher, sweeping through the battlefields. The greatest promise that we will ever know. A promise came from heaven of blessed peace and hope. but we will have no fear. The Savior's arms are open, and soon he shall appear. It's almost over, we are going home. Our Lord is coming to claim his own. Be faithful,
look around me and I see prophecies fulfilled. Oh, and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father saying, "Son, go get our children." And at the midnight cry, the bride of Christ will rise. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call God's children, dead in Christ will rise to meet Him in the air. And then those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry. When Jesus comes again, stand and sing with us. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call God's children, the dead in Christ will. The midnight cry, at the midnight cry, oh, at the midnight cry.